Yeah, that's a disease that's come to prominence in recent years. The first time I heard of it was about 10 years ago. A good friend of mine from Dingle, County Kerry, said to me, "Sean, I'm in bad trouble." And I said, "What's wrong with you?" He said, "I have Lyme disease." I said, "What's that?" And he proceeded to tell me it's unfortunately a disease that affects people very much and can lead to death. But I was at a seminar in Killarney last Sunday week where 100 members of the Men's Shed came down to Killarney to stop the invasive advancement of the rhododendron. Now, the rhododendron is a beautiful plant, beautiful flower, but it's invasive and it's taking over the national park, so they have to deal with it, and they all came down on a voluntary basis. But part of the presentation there was to tell them that the deer, as you know, are in Killarney, huge amounts of them. They come across to my lawn every night. They were out there Sunday night. I hardly need to cut it anymore. But the ticks, the deer carry ticks, and the ticks from the deer then attach themselves to people. And if they are not removed within 48 hours, then they can cause difficulty. And at that talk, they were told when they go back just to check under their armpits, etc., in their body to see if they have ticks. If they pull them out, there's no problem. But if they are allowed there and not detected, then the poison can get into your system and it can have devastating effects. If it is dealt with early, it can be treated 100%. But if it's dealt with too late, then it can be fatal. So I think the message obviously will be here to create more awareness of it and then maybe to do more research on how to prevent it, etc., into the future.
Yeah, so that's the purpose this week, really. It's awareness, and it's not really setting out a path of what governments have to do to tackle this issue.
No, because usually in Parliament, we get issues like this discussed to create awareness, to look at, ask the Commission to have a look at it, and then maybe to come forward with proposals that can be implemented so that people will not be exposed to this in the future. And maybe also to do research and see how you can actually eliminate it, or maybe treat deer maybe in some way that they wouldn't be carrying the ticks. All sorts of things can be looked at, but it usually starts here with a debate and then takes on from there.
It's kind of been kind of silently there in the background, hasn't it? People have been suffering from it, but it hasn't been to the fore in Ireland, for example. We wouldn't be that much aware of it only until recently.
That's true, and I suppose people probably died from it in the past and people weren't aware what it was, but now that it has been identified, the source of it is becoming more and more aware, then I think we can deal with it. And especially having a cross-European dimension to it and discussion on it is very important. The leader in our group who's dealing with it is the former Latvian Prime Minister. So obviously it isn't just confined to Ireland, it's all over Europe.